This is Candy Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
All right, it's time for another Geekly session with Jay Stu and Sarah J.
Woo!
And this time out, we're at the, I'll say it, the greatest store in the Niagara region, Sketchbook Comics, and we're here with Jeff once again. How's it going, man?
It's good, and I agree with you completely.
You're just saying that because you want a discount.
Anyways, I got to ask you right off the top, because sure. I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. What are your thoughts on Tom Cruise's Green Lantern?
Honestly, I'm not sure where it started. I haven't been checking things online a lot. It's an interesting thought. I'm not completely against it. I'm a big fan of the Mission Impossible movies, with the exception of the second one.
Those are good.
So I guess it would depend on the story they were telling, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to rule him out completely, but he's not my first choice by any means. He's a little bit older than I probably would go, although I think I'd prefer a Hal that's at least in his 30s.
Yeah.
So I don't want to rule it out completely, and I dig the guy. I think he's done some good stuff. My biggest problem, I think, with Cruise is that very much like Brad Pitt, I see the actor and not whoever he's supposed to be playing about 95% of the time. So that's my biggest concern is I don't want to be watching Tom Cruise. I want to be watching Hal Jordan. And I tend to get pulled out of it when it comes to Cruise and Brad Pitt guys. So I guess we'll see what happens. But
yeah, I'm not sure either. I mean, like you said, the Mission Impossible movies are cool. I haven't seen the new one yet.
No, neither have I.
But I just watched them all in a couple of weeks, not too long ago.
Yeah, I love them. Again, except for number two. Number two is no good. we'll see. If it happens, then we'll worry about it, but it's not happening.
No, he was the first choice for Iron Man way back in the day.
Yeah, they talked about him as Iron Man back in the 90s, I think.
Can you see that?
No.
Well, it probably could have worked, but we've seen Robert Downey Jr., and he's so ingrained as the character.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, he's Tony Stark to begin with. You know, he was this millionaire with problems. You know, with Tony Stark, it was alcohol. With Robert Downey Jr., it was drugs. And I don't know, maybe alcohol. I don't know the whole story. But, you know, it's like Ben Affleck. To me, Ben Affleck works as Batman because he's Bruce Wayne. You know, he's a playboy millionaire.
Yeah, true.
So those guys really work as those roles because it's who they are. And, you know, Cruise might have worked just as well, but we've got Robert Downey Jr. ingrained so much that we'll never know. You know.
I don't think I've ever asked you this. Did you like Green Lantern, the movie?
There are things about it I like.
Yeah.
Again, it suffers from some of the stuff that they were doing at the time. You know, he fights a giant cloud at the end.
Yeah.
You know, in Parallax. It's similar to the second Fantastic Four movie where they fought a giant cloud.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Ang Lee Hulk where he fights a giant energy thing, which is supposed to be his dad, but let's be honest, he's fighting a giant energy thing. There's nothing to it. But, you know, there were things about what Reynolds did that I liked as Hal Jordan. There's a little bit that I wasn't a big fan of, but they were falling back on who Ryan Reynolds is.
And yeah.
It works, I want to say, better as Deadpool, but I think it's differently as Deadpool, because with Deadpool, he's taking his normal shtick and pushing it to an extreme, whereas with Hal, he should have been reining it in a bit more than he was. And so, again, there's things I like about it. I thought Mark Strong was a phenomenal
Sinestro. Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't a huge fan of the OA stuff. I didn't think it seemed big enough.
Yeah.
It seemed very small, very, almost like they're at, you know, Mos Eisley Cantina instead of on Tatooine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's it just felt small that way. Some of the stuff that they did, though, I thought was cool. You know, I didn't have an overly large problem with the costume, to be honest.
Neither.
I mean, in the comics, the costume has been shown to be an energy construct of the ring. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with that. I don't know that I would have made it look quite the same as they did, but that's nitpicking.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, I'm looking across the aisle here at some of the comics you have up on the wall, and I'm noticing for the first time Archie Meets Batman 66.
Archie Meets Batman 66. I think it started about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's Veronica that calls the bat line somehow and gets
okay.
It's Batman.
Wow. Yeah, continuing in the tradition of weird Archie crossover.
That's right.
Oh yeah, you were a big Predator Archie fan.
Yeah, I loved Archie Predator. Loved it. Archie's doing so many wacky things right now. You know, the Jughead Wolverine story, Batman 66 and Archie. We've got Vampironica.
Oh yeah.
We've got Sabrina's Chilling Adventures or Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, whatever it's called. We've got the Betty and Veronica story that is they are bikers.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it's called at the moment, but
right.
They are bikers. They are doing so much weird and crazy stuff on top of the standard Archie stuff that you see at the supermarket still.
Yeah.
You know, the digest and that, all still available. But, you know, Riverdale and the regular Archie book, which is a whole lot closer to Riverdale than it is the original Archie stuff.
Yeah.
So they are pumping out all kinds of stuff. I would just really like them to get back to Afterlife with Archie and restart it with a new number one. Give us that second trade and roll from there.
Yeah, cause it's been, I want to say, almost 2 years since they put out a
I think it's been 2 years. And the others are cranking out at a good pace. You know,
yeah.
Jughead, the Hunger, constant. You know, I think they're on issue 7 or 8 right now, and it started this year. So,
and Sarah, you've been liking Vampironica, right?
Yes.
It's very enthusiastic, yes.
I haven't read anything.
You can't see her, but she had to look up into the back of her head to be like, what is Vampironica?
Really? I mean, you can only see the whites of my eyes. That's how far back I had to look. Like, wait a minute. No, I was just, for me, I'm just very impressed with myself, because as I was looking at all the comics, I recognized some of the names of the artists, and I'm like, I know that name. And I never did that before.
That's cool.
Go me!
Proud of you.
All right, I'm just going to see myself out now.
You can stay. Now, speaking of artists, what are your thoughts on John Byrne maybe working for Marvel again after 18 years?
John Byrne, I think, is a phenomenal artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think he always has been. I haven't seen anything he's done recently. I guess he could have lost a step or two. I mean, I think Adams has lost a step or two. But I don't know if Byrne has. I love his art. I mean, if he's working for Marvel, great.
Yeah.
My problem with him is that he has become a very, very, very mean old man.
That's what I heard.
In his age. You know, I strongly recommend, on one hand, I strongly recommend going and checking out some of his forums, because I remember a few years ago, he had a giant argument with Dan Slott over something Slott had done in Amazing, and Slott was a gentleman and very professional, had nothing but good things to say about Byrne.
Yeah.
But Byrne would just take the occasional shot at him, and then he would just let, you know, for lack of a better term, we'll just call them the people that are his fans that are on those forums just go to town on Slott, and it was ridiculous. Cronies is what I wanted to call them. I was being polite.
That's a good one.
They went after him hard, so that's my only real problem with them, is that, you know, if you want to be vocal, that's fine. You can be vocal and be professional about it, you know, and mm-hmm. give your opinion and not be, you know, an ass about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is my only real issue with him. His art, though, man, I love his art.
Oh, my God,
I've always loved his art.
I was trying to remember the last thing I read that
and
he worked on.
You'll be a fan expert.
Yeah. I think the last thing I read by him was that Superman-Batman Generations thing.
Yeah, that might have been for me, too.
Which, that's going back a ways.
Oh, that's got to be 20 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
I think that was mid-90s.
Oh, man.
Because he was, I mean, he did Newman at Dark Horse for a number of years.
Right.
And then the stuff that I can think of that has come out from him recently has all been Star Trek stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Star Trek adaptions or something. I honestly, I don't know. I'm not a Star Trek guy.
Yeah.
So I haven't read them, but yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah, but I loved his Superman run in the 80s, man.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, and I think Bendis pays a lot of homage to that stuff.
Yeah,
Man of Steel specifically.
I mean, yeah,
but. Yeah. I don't know that it's a direct, like, oh, there's the obvious reference to Burns, Man of Steel,
yeah,
as much as it's about, you know, kind of what he's focusing on and what he's bringing back and making sure it's still there type of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. You know, I'd love to see his art again on something I actually enjoy.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Unfortunately, my fear is that if he starts doing something at Marvel, he won't stick around long because he'll clash with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's my concern. My hope is that, again, yeah, it doesn't happen that way, but we'll see.
Oh. So what have you been reading lately, actually?
No, I
love it. I noticed it earlier.
I just finished reading The End League from Rick Remender. He did it at, I want to say it was Dark Horse. And that was cool. I had read it years ago when it first started, mm-hmm, and I don't think I went beyond the first four or five issues, to be honest. So I finally got a hardcover that had all of the entire run, and it was fun. I liked it a lot. Well, fun's a bad word for it, because it was very dark. What else have I been reading? Superman, Action Comics.
Good stuff.
The Batman stuff I'm completely caught up on now, because I love what King is doing there. Extermination, the new X-Men event, where they are wrapping up the young X-Men story.
Oh, finally.
Was really good. The first issue alone has two deaths, one of which is huge and could stick around. And I know people are going, no, deaths don't stick around. If you read the issue, you'll understand why I say that.
I like it.
What else have I been reading that I've been digging? Way behind on my Nightwing stuff. I am just starting to read the Deadpool Cable series that Nicieza did years ago.
Okay.
I finally got all three volumes of it again, so I'm like, yeah, I'll finally read this, because I read a few of them back then and I dug it, because it was Deadpool when I liked Deadpool. I'm trying to think of what else I've been reading. I mean, Metal was fantastic.
Yeah.
All the follow-up to Metal, Justice League, No Justice, Justice League,
yeah,
fantastic. I really dug Justice League Dark. Odyssey, unfortunately, seemed to have been put on the back burner for the time being. It doesn't look like it's coming soon. Yeah, like I said, though, the Man of Steel and Superman stuff, Suicide Squad has had two great stories. I mean, we had the story with Deadshot and Batman looking for Deadshot's daughter, and now that's followed by the Suicide Squad crossover with Aquaman, with Atlantis Rising, and that stuff has been great fun so far.
Oh, that's cool.
Trying to think if there's anything smaller that I've been reading.
Last issue of Doomsday Clock was really good.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're reading that and you're not reading those last few pages that he always does, be it magazine articles or newspaper clippings or whatever, you're doing yourself a disservice. Read that stuff. There's a lot of story in those pages that, you know, are backstories, that type of thing, that really kind of fills out the overall story that he is trying to tell. But yeah, Justice League has been just so good. Detective, I'm a little bit behind on right now. Mr. Miracle, I'm way behind on, which people will curse me for. Because Joel has fought with me a bit on that. Titans, I've been reading. I really like their concept of being a Justice League team now, where they're the first people to kind of hit the, like, new people, new powers as they come up.
Yeah.
They go find those new occurrences and look into them. The Magic Order from Image. And Netflix, I mean, because Mark Millar writes it, so it's coming. It belongs to Netflix. Super dark. Don't be giving it to a kid, but so good. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's about a family of magicians and how they keep back monsters and these people that are assassinating them. Oh, it's been so much fun. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'm getting caught up on through hardcovers, and that's been fantastic. And there's probably more that I'm forgetting.
What's the dark one you were talking about?
The Magic Order.
Oh, okay. You said that's on Netflix?
It's owned by Netflix.
Oh.
Netflix bought Mark Millar, who does Kick-Ass and Hit Girl.
Okay.
They bought his company. And that being said, it doesn't look like they own Kick-Ass or Hit Girl, because I believe because John Romita Jr. co-owns that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was part of the purchase. But yeah, you'll see now anything that comes out from Millar World is owned by Netflix. Right,
oh.
Right in the copyright.
Wow.
It's owned by Netflix now.
Okay.
And it's generally has it printed right on the back of the book. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, they own all that stuff. So
oh
we'll
God.
See all of that stuff show up on Netflix at some point. I won't be... what I'm hoping for, honestly, is a mix of stuff. Give us some live action, give us some animated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go from there. That'd be my... Give us some of that are TV shows, give us some that are movies.
Yeah.
And see how it goes. But yeah, that's been really good. Immortal Hulk has been fantastic. A really cool take
okay.
on the Hulk. What else have I gotten from Marvel? Because there's been a few things. Oh, Astonishing X-Men, since they gave it to Havoc, that book, it's been crazy good. It's so much fun as he's trying to put together an X-Men team and nobody wants him to.
Oh, he's good again?
Yeah, he's good again.
Okay.
He got fixed. I don't know what happened. I wasn't reading whatever book he was in, but yeah, whatever was wrong with him, it got repaired.
Oh, okay.
By somebody, because it was all from... Axis.
Yeah.
The good guys were bad and the bad guys were good.
Yeah,
that's
course, stuff. Of course.
He was one of the...
Yeah, I remember
was
that.
Bad guy. So it's since been fixed and now he's trying to put together an X-Men
team. Oh, okay.
So he's got, you know, Colossus is there, but he's drunk most of the time. And they find Dazzler on her retro tour. And you find out they don't actually want Dazzler. They're there for Forge, who's doing all of her special effects.
Oh, jeez.
And they get Dazzler as well. But
Dazzler.
Which is good, because they need a female. There was no other females on the team
okay.
yet. Beast is there, and they're not allowed to call themselves X-Men, because you find out that Kitty Pryde has all the actual rights to that, because Professor X left them to her.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
kind of neat.
It's been a fun book. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Jeff, once again, we want to say thank you for talking to us.
Yeah,
and pretty much the greatest store in the Niagara area. Would
yes,
you agree?
Are. I do agree.
Yes, I agree.
And you should come in here for your Batman statues and your comics.
Board games.
And board games.
Yeah, all your dice.
Oh, yeah, we do have a lot of dice.
Yeah, you do. I need
a lot of dice.
I have a lot. I just need more. And I
There's
see all your D&D books, and I need them, too.
Lots of D&D books. Yeah, D&D's been huge for us on Wednesday nights now.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like we got to get a campaign
time.
Started at some point.
Yeah.
Probably and, after the wedding.
And you'll be at Hamilton Comic Con as well?
We'll be at Hamilton Comic Con and Frightmare at the Falls.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you once again.
All right, no problem.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Hello, this is Vinny Thompson, creator of Vinny and Bud Comics. Hope you're listening to We Got the Geek. Get your ears on, big daddies.
Surprise, surprise. Sarah J and I are driving around again recording.
This is going to become a new thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, but that's fine. We just had a fun time at Jeff's.
Woo!
It's kind of a short episode this week, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So, it's time for the Geek Calendar, and there is a ton of Sarah stuff on the Geek Calendar this week.
There is?
Well, by a ton, like two things that you're going to be excited about.
There's a ton.
Yeah, I exaggerate a tiny bit.
A tiny bit. Two and a ton is more than a tiny bit. Just say.
Yeah. All right, so...
Get my hopes up.
Well, there's still some good Sarah stuff on here.
Yeah, two.
You're going to be excited. You're going to scream at least one of the things,
okay,
I bet.
Okay, I'll be the judge of that.
All right. So new on Blu-ray and DVD,
yes,
on August 21st.
Yes.
Walking Dead Season 8.
Oh, boy. That wasn't one of my things, was it?
No.
Okay, just checking.
But that's cool because the last season was awesome.
Okay. I still have yet to catch up with any of it, so I am happy for the fans.
Gotham Season 4.
Again, happy for the fans.
And a movie I'm not so excited about, but you loved it.
Okay.
Deadpool 2.
Yay! I did like it a lot. I was very happy with it.
And I guess
not as good as the first one, but I did enjoy it.
I guess there's all kinds of bonus scenes on it.
Yay!
And even some additional material for when he was leaping through time at the end of the movie, for lack of a better term.
Yay!
All right.
Okay, so that was one of them.
That was one of them, yes.
Okay. Not as excited as you were hoping for, I'm sure.
Mm.
But, you know, we'll see how good the next one is.
Yes. So Wednesday, August 22nd, what happens on New Wednesdays?
New Comic Book Day!
That's right. And you know what? While we're here, let's give a shout-out to Sketchbook Comics, where I go for all my new comics on New Comic Book Day.
Go Sketchbook!
All right, so some titles I wrote down.
Yeah.
Punisher number one, the 800th different Punisher number one in the last 15 years.
How many Punishers do they need?
Well, they keep rebooting their issues.
Well, stop rebooting.
Yes. I have this weird one from the 90s where Punisher had killed himself, and he had come back as an agent of hell or something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So basically Ghost Rider.
Kind of. And you know how they explained it away in the next series when he was back on Earth as the Punisher?
It was all a dream.
No, hell didn't want him.
Oh. That was going to be my second guess.
Yeah, it was kind of lame. I have it at home if you ever want to read it.
I'm good.
Also, Wakanda Forever, Avengers number one.
Cool.
That's right. I think I read today that Shuri is getting her own Marvel comic, too.
Nice, I like her.
And they confirmed this week that she is the smartest character in the Marvel Universe.
Even more smart than
Stark and Banner.
Banner?
Yeah.
Well, Banner was going to be my go-to.
Yeah.
Stark, I know he's smart, but he's not as smart as Bruce Banner. But Shuri is even smarter than Bruce Banner?
Yeah.
Awesome! Like, I'm loving that!
Pretty neat, eh?
Yeah. About time a chick was smarter than a guy in a comic book. Anyway, I digress.
Oh, boy.
What?
We also have Batman Kings of Fear, issue one.
Ooh,
I think
spooky.
I think it's like part of DC's new mature line.
Okay.
We also have the trade paperback of Exit Stage Left, the Snagglepuss Chronicles. Remember Snagglepuss?
I remember.
Apparently he's a gay playwright in this series.
Of course he is. Of course. I'm okay with that. I'm fine. Yeah.
And then the last one of note that I wrote down here was Action Comics trade paperback, volume number 5, Booster Shot. It was Booster Gold's Return to the DC Universe. And they went looking. They went back in time to Krypton, and it was awesome.
Okay.
All right. So that's the new comics that I jotted down for the week. And okay, here's the other possible Sarah excited announcement.
Okay.
All right. So new in theaters, August 24th, The Happy Time Murders.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for this movie!
Yes.
Melissa McCarthy and Muppets.
And your dirty puppets. Just.
I know! I'm so stoked! I can't wait! I gotta see it! We're gonna see it!
So you're saying we're gonna see it?
Freaking right, we're gonna go see it! Are you out of your mind? I'll go by myself, I don't care.
I'll go see it.
I'll go all
Joel McHale's in it, I like him.
I know! That's another thing I'm happy about for this. I'm so excited!
I'm sad they canceled his show this week.
I'm sad too, but he's going to be in this movie, and it's going to be awesome!
All right, so
I can't wait.
Dirty Puppets this Friday.
Dirty Puppets with Melissa McCarthy!
And we will mention
it was a human form, Dirty Puppet! I'm so excited!
Yes.
Okay, anyway, I'm done. I'm okay. I'm breathing. It's okay.
I lost my train of thought now.
I derailed it, and I'm sorry, but I'm excited.
Okay, we should mention that this Saturday on August 25th is the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival.
And I'm just as excited for that.
It's from 10 to 4.
Yay!
In Cambridge.
Woo!
At the Idea Exchange, Ontario Square.
Yes. It's a giant library.
Giant library. You can see such awesome people as Alfonso from Studio Comics.
Woo-hoo!
Stephanie Line.
Woo!
And...
Sam Noir?
Ooh, he hasn't been announced yet, so we don't know.
Oh, shit. I blew that one, didn't I?
Jason Ward.
Yay!
Kyle.
Woo!
Arnett. And, you know, a little podcast from the Niagara area. We Got the Geek.
Woo! I think I've heard of them.
Sarah, Jay, and myself will be there. We have our fingers crossed for the great Sarah Water Raven as well.
We love you, Sarah! From another Sarah.
All right, getting to this week's geek birthdays.
Yes.
So, today on the 20th, we have a very special birthday. The, well, the guy who named this segment, for one.
Oh, him!
Our good friend,
the incomparable
creator of Jay's Wars.
And wonderful human being and all-around nice guy and good friend.
Aaron Russell.
Yay! Happy birthday, Aaron! We love you!
And Aaron, you're sharing a birthday with probably one of Sarah's favorite doctors, Sylvester McCoy.
And Radagast the Brown.
Yes, and two other wonderful actors. Jonathan Kee Kwan, do you know who that is?
He played in The Goonies.
Yes.
And
which one do you think I'm shooting for?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Can we tell your Temple of Doom story real quick?
What Temple of Doom story?
The one where you had to leave the theater?
Oh, yeah, my mom took my brother and I to go see the Temple of Doom in theater, not knowing that there was going to be a quote-unquote, and I'm doing air quotes, graphic scene where the priest of Kali Ma, which she never wanted human sacrifices anyway. Don't be dissing that goddess. Anyway, I digress.
So you made it like into an hour of the movie and then you had to leave?
Yeah, because he took that guy's heart out and it was like boom, 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 boom. And mom's like, we're leaving. And she made us leave the theater.
Wow, you even made it through the chilled monkey brains and the fat guy eating snakes?
Yes. That was not a problem. She wasn't too keen on those moments, but it was the heart being ripped out of the guy's chest while he was still alive that made her finally go, okay, that's enough. And we had to leave, and I never saw the end of it.
Ever?
Finally, eventually, I did. And so...
I would have been, well, Mom, I guess I'm walking home, because I'm staying to see Indiana Jones.
No, my mom, bless her so much. I love her dearly. She's a great woman. She is formidable in her tenacity. And what she said sometimes when we were that young goes, so we went.
All right.
And I finally, down through the years, I finally got to see the whole movie, and we got to see how it ended.
I watched it last week, and it's still awesome.
It is very awesome. I like it.
So, happy birthday, Short Round.
Yeah, Short Round!
Yeah.
I can't remember his name in The Goonies.
Was it Jasper?
No, it was not Jasper.
He was also on Head of the Class.
Yeah, I don't remember him being on that. That was
he was on the Billy Connolly season.
I love Billy Connolly.
He wasn't on the Howard S. Mint years.
Billy Connolly's awesome.
And I'm also going to mention on the 20th the birthday of the greatest Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield. I will stand by that till the end of time, by the way.
You go ahead and do it. He was a good Spider-Man. I am not going to disagree on that. I really like Tom Holland. I'm not going to lie.
Tom Holland's okay.
I like Tom Holland a lot.
Excellent. Oh, we might get a squeal out of you for this one, too. Three squeals in one show. August 22nd.
Yes.
Someone who's on your list.
Oh! Richard Armitage.
Yep.
Remember his birthday, Thorin Oakenshield, and he was the spy in Captain America, the first Avenger, that kills himself at the castle, and he was in...
I'm glad you have a little song for his filmography. And he was a Captain America.
He makes me sing. He's so awesome. I love him. He plays the flute. He's a flautist.
Oh, my goodness.
He plays the flute. And I love it. And he is just a wonderful human being. And he was in that tornado movie. Not Twister.
There was another tornado movie?
Yeah, it was called Into the Storm.
Why?
Because they can.
All right.
It's Hollywood. And he also did the voice of a character in Castlevania. No. There was an animated series based on a video game, and I believe it was Castlevania, but I could be wrong. But
all
he
right.
did the voice of one of the lead characters.
And you're on Sarah's list, so.
And he's on my list. So, you know, just saying. I would gladly go for a drink with him and just be BFFs. I'm okay with that.
Yes.
And he could play the flute, and once I learned the guitar, I could play, or the ukulele, and I could sing. And he has a very good singing
voice. You could jam with Thorin Kitchensink, or whatever his name was.
Oakenshield.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Okay, so the divorce is going to be happening before the wedding ever takes place.
Anyway.
You're lucky I love you.
Also celebrating a birthday on the 22nd.
I don't care. No other birthdays matter.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
No, I'm going to mention her because she makes me laugh.
Okay.
And I actually like the female Ghostbusters movie, Kristen Wiig.
Yay! Okay, I like her. She's good.
August 23rd?
Yes.
We have some awesome birthdays, least of which is our very good cosplay friend, Angelic Luca.
Woo!
Angelic Luca cosplay. Thank you for everything, Alexandra.
We love you!
And as far as famous people, we have Richard Saunders. Do you know who that is?
He was on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. The wedding's back on.
Woohoo!
Les Nessman.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And the Band-Aid in different places on his body.
Yeah. Also, Ray Park from X-Men
yes.
and Star Wars.
He played Toad.
And Darth Maul.
And Darth Maul.
One of my favorite singers of all time and actor, Rick Springfield.
Yay.
And here's one that'll probably mean something to us both. Ed Gale. Do you know who Ed Gale is?
Oh,
you
sounds
should.
Familiar.
You should.
Why? Is he a comic book artist?
No, but he's like the reason we bonded in the first place.
Oh.
He was Howard the Duck.
Oh!
In the world.
In the costume?
In the movie, 1987.
He's a little person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Oh, there's a baby. Sorry. I don't know. Sorry.
And a dog.
This is what happens when we drive and record.
So Howard the Duck, Les Nessman, and Darth Maul on the same day.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Is the guy who played Howard the Duck still alive?
I think so.
I want to meet him.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I want to meet him.
Right. On the 24th, the star of Lavalantula and Lavalantula 2. Steve Gutenberg. That's all he ever did, right?
He did Police Academy. And Cocoon.
And Three Men and a Little Lady.
And Three Men and a Baby. And
yes.
Three Men and a Little Lady.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that's his career now, eh? Alright, August 25th, and this is the end of the birthday wishes. Sean Connery.
Ooh.
Ooh, he's also Indiana Jones alumni.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? You didn't like him as Indy's dad?
I did! I liked
Junior.
Him.
But,
oh my God, every you would talk about Indiana Jones all day, every day, if you could.
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
It gets a little never mind.
Do you like any of the other Skarsgårds that aren't in it?
Yes.
Because it's Alexander Skarsgård. He was the one from
True Blood,
yeah.
Yes, and I like Stellan Skarsgård, father.
Their father. Well, it's Alexander. He was Eric on True Blood.
Yeah.
I watched that show until the last season, and I'm told I got at it a good time.
I think you did.
Yeah, so that's this week's Geek Birthdays.
Yay!
Anything else you want to add to this edited version of our show?
I can't think of anything.
Were you on board for Tom Cruise's Green Lantern?
I don't know. I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan, so I probably wouldn't be.
No. Well, all right then. All right, so just a reminder, you can catch us at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival next weekend. And hopefully the weekend after that at Fan Expo.
Yay!
So thanks for listening. Thanks for our guest, Jeff, this week. And we'll see you next week on the flip side.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.